This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says the United States does not endorse Turkey's assault on northern Syria. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The offensive started days after the president pulled U.S. forces out of the area and after he said this morning the U.S. needs to stop fighting endless, senseless wars. He says he's made clear to Turkey it's a bad idea, but also specified no American troops are in the area. Turkey is going after the Syrian Kurd militia that fought with the U.S. against Islamic State militants. Even top GOP backers say the president's abandoned an ally to be slaughtered. Officials say the militia has now suspended operations against Islamic State militants to focus on fighting off the assault. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said Wednesday for the first time that President Donald Trump must be impeached for abusing the powers of his office. During a campaign speech in New Hampshire, Biden said Trump is shooting holes in the Constitution by asking foreign powers to interfere in next year's election and then refusing to cooperate with a House impeachment inquiry.
To preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached.
President Trump responded Wednesday afternoon that Biden's campaign was falling like a rock.
So Biden is dropping like a rock. I don't think he's going to make it. I didn't think he was going to make it for a long time. I don't think he's going to make it. And I guess this is one way he can do it. You know, he didn't say that until right now, and he sees what's happening to him. I guess he's no longer the front runner.
Trump, in a July phone call to Ukraine's president, had asked for a favor of investigating Biden and his son Hunter. At the time, the U.S. was holding back hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine. This is VOA News. A heavily armed assailant ranting about Jews tried to force his way into a synagogue in Germany on Yom Kippur, Judaism's holiest day. As Reuters' Emily Withard reports, he then shot two people to death nearby in an attack that was live-streamed online.
The shooting happened in the eastern German city of Halle. According to German media, a hand grenade was also thrown into a Jewish cemetery and shots fired into a kebab bistro. Police say they are looking for suspects who fled the scene and are asking citizens to remain in their homes. A second shooting incident was reported in nearby Landsberg. The attack happened on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year in Judaism, when Jews fast for more than 24 hours seeking atonement.
That's Emily Wither of Reuters. Three scientists won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for their invention of rechargeable lithium-ion batteries. Reuters correspondent Gracie Jerome has more.
Their rechargeable battery laid the foundation of wireless electronics like mobile phones and laptops. It's also used in electric cars and for storing energy from renewable sources, making a fossil-free world possible. British scientist Stanley Whittingham made the world's first functioning lithium battery in the 1970s. Then the following decade, America's John Goodenough doubled its power. Japan's Akira Yoshino then removed any pure lithium from the battery, making it much safer. They've been awarded nearly $9 million for their discoveries. It's not the first science prize John Goodenough's won, but at 97, he's now the oldest winner in Nobel Prize history.
Reuters' Gracie Jerome. A U.S. counterterrorism analyst at the Defense Intelligence Agency has been arrested for allegedly leaking top-secret documents to two journalists. Henry Kyle Fries is accused of divulging top-secret material, reportedly on North Korea's weapons systems, to two reporters, one of whom he was in a relationship with at the time. Zachary Terwilliger is the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia.
We have a defendant who was identified and caught transmitting both top-secret and secret information, first to a journalist we believe he had a relationship with, and then to one of that journalist's colleagues at an affiliated but different news outlet.
Neither of the reporters nor their news agencies were named in the arrest warrant, and neither reporter was charged with any wrongdoing. And Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg will testify at the House of Representatives this month on the social network's plan for a global digital currency. The move comes with Facebook's planned digital coin Libra facing heavy criticism from regulators and lawmakers in the United States and Europe. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.